oil gained another 46 cents to just under $34 a barrel. This is its highest level since just before the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in March. Prices rose in New York in large part because U.S. oil inventories fell more than expected because of severe winter weather in the heavily populated Northeast. Oil has now risen by more than $5 a barrel, or 20%, since OPEC agreed in September to cut supply by 3%. Oil is now priced above the upper limit of the OPEC price target range of $22 to $28 a barrel. The euro continues its relentless rise, gaining nearly 1 cent to just above $1.24. This is the 12th daily record high for the euro in the last 14 trading sessions. The euro is the single currency used by 12 European Union nations. The euro gained strength after the chief economist at the European Central Bank seemed to shrug off the dangers of the currency's sharp rise, saying the euro was back more or less to where it started in 1999. The euro has gained nearly 20% against the dollar this year. Despite the dollar's decline, price pressures in the United States remain restrained. That may be because the dollar is held steady against the Chinese currency, while it has declined steadily against the euro. China has a huge trade surplus with the United States, and much of its rapid economic growth is linked to exports to the U.S. market. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.